That's what it's told.
Yeah.
have to take a little break, and then let's talk about the new book, and then I think we'll have courage.
Okay, before that, one thing we should learn, if we just put down our grandchildren ought to be doing so. Now, one thing before we do, I know one man, he saved, he lost it 3-4 days. So, what kind of food they do? No food, no water? We wouldn't hear it from man.
I just I'll talk to her about this. You guys want to take a coffee break and then we'll talk about seal hunting and ooh.
Okay.
When do we come back? Okay.
15.
Sabes, Ik chani na pete taksoi itna alag ni maksud saya lihat ni yang kita nak buat lagi maksud saya takkan lihat tapi nuna elokan ni ni mana nuna ni sebaik tu lulu maka maksud saya lewat orang pik yang ni rapat tak nawa syarat taksoi nuna pun aku pun ini syarat taksoi tu kini pihak tu kami teman ini tak jauh punya lagi. Takkan yang sih nak mau bawa mana? Tiap kali ni kita juga kami lihat cara saksi mula lihat tu nak tunjuk, nak pindah kata dari cewa cewa tera nak cakap kata lop lagi nak pelak. Mama kata takkan yang sih hati kata kata pasuk bawa kan? Tak pun mula. Kalau saya buat muka, saya buat nafsu tak pernah kasih malu atau nafsu. Apa yang harus saya nak lulus ini? Karena orang orang bapa pisiran dari pagi juga, orang lain pilih kama, dan dari orang pisiran itu pilih orang semua ini juga tak semua. Saya benci sekian solo orang orang, maka kita juga lihat.
Other than what has been described before in some of the tapes, he described the caribou as being capable of going over snow that they normally would not support their weight, but for some reason or another that they do. Well, anyway, they sneak up on them when they're on snow like this and startle them, and they'll sink up to their bellies in that deep snow, and that's one system of hunting that they use, and they use knives or spears to kill them, and they try to keep them from going into areas where there's shallow snow or no snow at all, because they couldn't keep up with them then if that happened. One method of sheep hunting that was employed further up the river was that they did not wait for the sheep to go down, licking. As was described in some of the other areas. For reasons, he said, if you're trying to get them for purposes of clothing and stuff like that, if you get the ones that have been licking, they more or less dye themselves with the stuff that they're licking, and they will not be as white as they normally should be.
We were watching out the window this morning. There was a raven sitting out there picking at a caribou hide. How did you cache furs that they were going to use for trade so they didn't have wolves getting at them, ravens picking at them, or whatever? How did you cache them, in other words? Cache house?
Anak tu waktu awal dia kita maknua anggota orang kita akan rajuwi di mana mana kita akan rajuwi di mana dia ni. Anak aku wanita unik lecet milih lecet suwece. Anak waktu berapa?
Unik cerah kalau kita kopi lecet kaki merah kau mana? Tema unik cerah kami. Kangat tamu tembe iyo nalla timyo paakul lotok yatet pinya kamise kangat tamu kidra piyo minya shamanu pila ni pilo iya kamu nitna kangat tapo ramu ta nechime unne iyo na rakte kangat tani iyo na kata kapi tejo kakira kule kapi sani pira ni ringdaw me iyo na ringdaw ni ni uba tikay rakte but kawale kangat tani. Ibu melukani lisan lu, kangen tak tanya tiga belas tahun. Tak ada cuma dua kangen tahun, akhir lisan lu, nafsi lu, fit mati. Aku ni lisan mana lagi yang lisan, sudah tu tinggi lagi. Sudah, ilamik tak ada lagi. وخاطر یه دقیقه شما اونی که شخصی رو نگیم اکلا ما مینی که میت قبطنه ایمه شد تانه نبتید قاخلون اکلا ما مینی مدرونه اکلا مرکاب شم تاکا ایلک شهر لیکه تابلومنه اندر تیپانی یخشی بیوده نبختم یو بیتر اکلا ما مینی
Apparently there was no systematic way of doing things, or not a universal way of doing it. One of the things that he described that happened mentioned earlier yesterday was that, you know, you always picked a cliff, kind of a concave cliff, where you would suspend it from the ceiling, so it's not on the ground, away from the center, and that's where you reserve. But it was not a practice that you would leave things for very long out there anyway. But if in the event that you had to, then you, generally, he was saying that anything other than a bear will not disturb a suspended cache of furs or meat if it's covered over with bear skin itself. And the odor of the bear skin scared generally everything else off other than another bear.
Another kind of question. Nan, do you remember you were talking yesterday about when Giddings was digging in the old house pits here at Pottsville? And he found there were two ages of house pits here. One is dated 1400 A.D., that's old Cotsville, and one is 1550 A.D., which he calls intermediate Cotsville. In old Cotsville, there is no evidence of dogs at all. No use of dogs, no sleds, no traces, no harness, no nothing. But in 1550, 150 years later, dogs are here, and there's dog traces and sleds and everything. Now, is there a story that accounts for how dogs came to be in Cotsville, which incidentally is the earliest record of dogs used by man in the whole of North America? It's sort of interesting. We're right here. Now, is there any kind of a story that would tell us when, and we know in a span of 150 years, dogs suddenly came into use? But where did they come from? Did some bright Cotsville man? Probably. Domesticated the dog and figured it out.
Iba ni guru niya kidding si nakangat, yung niya yung sila na kaman. Iba ni guru, what was the date?
1400 and
1550. Okay, 1400. Iba ni guru na, yung mga kikita ro iba ni, pero kaya nakman. Sumigur na bakit siya yung naka kailanik sa nagit na temanigok it na pilya pa yung madunito at lang ko 150 years it na itilaklo kip nisgo kamara at ugunik kangit surangit it na bakit taksi eh wali si marukto kaglan nakit niya dema sunig kip na ona sagmik sila nga turamay pisik.
Okay, what is it?